Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today? I heard you're a little bit tired because of your wife's new work schedule.
Oh, my God. She works longer hours and I get less sleep, so I don't even quite understand how that's possible, but that's the way it is.
I know it's never easy when that happens. It's hard, and thank God it's almost the weekend, because you don't work on the weekends, right?
I do not work on the weekends, but I have one more really really long day. It's my very good friend Tony's birthday today, and we're going to be going out to his house in Pennsylvania this weekend. So I'm going to have to do a little bit of a longer drive tomorrow and have a little bit of a longer day, but otherwise it'll be a nice relaxing weekend in Pennsylvania before I need to come home. So that'll be nice.
Wonderful. Wow, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, I just have someone messaging me loud and clear asking me, are we doing our show tonight? So I guess I should message that person. Yes, we are doing our show today,
probably,
right?
Probably it would be a good idea. Considering that we're on the air right now, yeah, I would say so. Unless you and I are talking and nobody else could hear us. I don't know.
Well, that's for sure. I just want to tell everybody we've been enjoying our summer. We're so glad it's summer. And, we had a very interesting show last week, and we always seem to get these little themes going that somehow or another come through. So it's always the fun part about doing a radio show. We never know what the theme will be for the night and what will happen. I had a very nice day. My friend Patty Stanger, the million dollar matchmaker.
I saw the picture online.
She's so fun. We have a very nice time. She's been having a good time in Montauk, and it's funny to be with someone else who is about relationships and talking about modern day relationships and how difficult they are for people. It's very eye opening. Some of her opinions, and of course she's usually in the West Coast, so they have the same problems in California we're having in New York with people not necessarily committing to love and being afraid. So
I think it's the same worldwide.
Yeah, I think so at this point. Yeah, that it's really, really scary that people can't commit to love. And so we do our little job each week to try to get people to realize that only love matters. Okay, that's our theme for tonight. Only love matters. So if you are lucky enough or blessed enough to meet someone, and, please cherish it. Don't you think people should start cherishing what they're given instead of throwing it away?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, and it's, it's that old adage. I forgot who said it. I think it could have been like Buddha or something, or like the Dalai Lama or something like that. But, he said happiness never comes to those who don't appreciate what they already have, or something along those lines. So I think that people, instead of constantly whining about not having love, and instead of constantly just being down on the fact that they don't have the kind of love that they want, they need to recognize the love that's in their life, the love that's already there, and allow that to flourish, and allow that to help them bring the love that they're looking for. But, if you're surrounded by family and friends who all love and care about you, and you're refusing to acknowledge that too is love, it might not be the love that you're looking for, but that too is love, and you fail to let that enrich your life, you're never going to get to where you want to get to. You know, you need those people's love to help you get to that next phase.
Exactly, exactly. And so we're going to just say, meditate on only love matters. And if there's people circling your life trying to give you love, please accept it. And please be giving love back. Give it.
Yep, absolutely.
Give it. I mean, because it just seems such a fundamental thing. It's a fundamental, simple thing to do is love, but it's gotten so complicated. It's gotten so
complicated. Babies can do it.
Right. Even
don't tell me you don't learn how to love. An infant that knows nothing of this world knows how to love. So don't tell me that you don't know how. You know, just you got to give it to get it, and you got to appreciate it to get more of it.
Right, exactly. And so we have a lot of listeners, but, you know, can you tell them what they have to do if they want to talk to us? Because so far nobody's done
but
the magic.
I was surprised by that. That's why I questioned whether or not we were actually being heard, because we've got a lot of callers in the queue, but we don't have anybody pressing the number one. So if you would like to speak to Cindy or myself this evening, please press the number one, and then we will know to screen your call.
So we did get someone pressing one as soon as you said that. So.
Yep, somebody did press one. So I am going to go and actually just, we're going to wing it, pick them up. We're going to let go of the fact that our show got hijacked once, and I'm going to assume that this person is normal. And, you know, since we're talking about, you know, loving, you know, part of loving is, you know, letting go and things like that, you know, when it's necessary. So I'm going to let the hijack incident go, and I'm going to pick up this call. And please be normal at the other end, so I don't have to hang up on you, because then I'm going to have to talk and nobody wants that. So, all right, here we go.
Or good, or
so,
good
you know,
weird.
We're talking
you can
to
be
you.
Good weird to fix themselves.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
5013, you are on the air.
Hi, Nicole. It's Christine. How are you?
Hi, Christine.
Hello,
you have something
Christine.
In
how
the background.
Yes, I have you in the background. I'm killing it.
Okay. Laura. Do you have a TV on or something?
It was your voice. I was listening to the show on my Alexa, but I just got rid of it.
Okay. Well, you get us on Alexa, and I don't even want to say it because she'll start talking in my room here. She talks to me without saying her name sometimes. When I'm in the middle of a reading, she'll give a comment. I don't know about that, she'll say. I don't know about that. I'm like,
oh,
really?
That's funny. You want to mess with her, curse at her, and tell her something like you're a dumb bitch or something like that, and she'll say, that's not very nice. I'm only trying to be helpful.
Well, I did that to Siri once. I cursed her
out. Yeah, exactly.
Said, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I told her, take me home right now, you dumb bitches. She said, that's not very nice. I'm just trying to be helpful.
Well, so, you did just text us to see if we were on the air, correct?
Yes, I did. Yes, I wanted to make sure that it was you guys on tonight, because I didn't see it in your usual post. It's usually on the same day. And I'm like, wait, where did it go? And I had
to
look at
your... I sent it out very late last night because I wasn't finished with things, so it was probably...
Yeah, so I had to look at your regular site thing, and there was a phone number. I was like, I can't find the phone number, and it's a direct link to your show. I'm like, that's all right, I'll find it. I know I will.
But yeah, well, you did find. And how are you doing? I mean, to refresh our listeners, you've lost your fiance, the love of your life, not too long ago, and he does like to come through and give messages. And have you been getting any messages on your own?
Yeah, which is why I'm calling in. I have not been doing too well. I kind of backslid a lot and doing a lot of crying again and not sleeping well again, but. All of a sudden, I posted on his page on the 14th, he was gone 10 months. I had heard a song on the radio, and I'm like, yep, I got to post that song on his page. And it was I Just Want to Stop by Gino Vannelli. And, you know, of course, I wrote a thing about losing him, and then I wrote a thing about people who die, and that it changes everything, including the way you breathe, the way you eat, everything about your life. And I felt like I hadn't felt anything from him since you were here on his birthday in April.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I started that night I was up all night crying my eyes out and not a wink of sleep and listening to all these songs. And the next day I said to my son, I had a bad night. Listen, he goes, I kind of figured I heard all those sappy songs. And he goes, I knew you were having a peppy night. I said, yeah, I had a peppy night. And Ambrosia keeps coming on the radio, biggest part of me. Player keeps coming on the radio, Baby Come Back. You know, just like, they just keep coming at me. And I'm going, yeah, I know you're here, I know you're here, I know you're here. And the other day I walk outside of my car, there's a penny as soon as I open up the door and five feathers on the floor by the car.
Wow.
I opened five. I opened the door on the side of my house today and there's another feather. I go to my parents' house the other night and there's a cardinal sitting on the phone line. I'm like, I know you're here. I know you're trying to tell me something. You're really in my face right now. What are you trying to tell me? So I said, no, I got to call Cindy because he's trying to tell me something. There's a message
he's trying to give me.
He's
also trying to comfort you. He knows that you're going through a hard time. And for our listeners, when we mourn, it's like a spiral staircase that goes up and down. Okay, you're sort of getting better, and then it all of a sudden takes this dip down on the spiral staircase, and you circle around down, and you come back up again.
Mm-hmm.
You have better and worse days. It's just the way it is.
Well, I know that there's no time frame on grieving, and I know in my heart and in my soul that it's never, ever going to change for me. It's never, ever going to go away. And I'm sure it's that way for most people. You know, they learn to move on and they learn to live their life. But he was such a huge part of everything for me that I don't think that will ever, ever go away. And I'll exist for the rest of my life. But I don't think I'll ever move past it,
That's what he won't hear any of, okay, because he knows you're supposed to be here for a long time, and he will help bring you another soulmate in the future.
Well,
he knows you're not ready for it. You need to mourn, but he doesn't want you to be alone. You have a lot of love to give. You have a lot of love to give.
But I need you to pull your little card and to, like, summon him and find out, because there's more to it that I'm not going to say to you, because I want to see if you can get something out of him that... There's just something going on.
He's concerned about everything that's going on with him, too, you know, and the mess, you know, surrounding his, too.
I think he's trying to send me something in particular, and I want to see if he tells
you anything.
Have
you found the lead? You know, he's been trying to give you some leads to be following, too, because I know you needed to find out some information, and he is giving you leads. I hope you're getting them.
I'm not really sure.
And as far as there's the money, he keeps showing money cards. He wants you to follow the money trail. Are you doing that?
You know, I've been thinking about it, but I haven't gotten very far. So, all right, I'll keep looking into it.
Because out of 8 cards, I got 7 money cards. That's almost never heard of in a round. Okay, because, you know, we don't just have pentacles in this deck. We have swords and wands and cups.
You know what's funny? I had a lot of words with his nephew's wife the other day. She put up something on Facebook. She said that out of 7 million people in the world, I only have 2 friends. So this was his brother. Remember, I told you my cousin was married to his brother.
Right.
Well, this was her daughter-in-law. And I said, don't feel bad, Alyssa. I said, that's 2 more than I have. I said, count yourself lucky. She goes, if you're referring to Susan, that's my mother-in-law, and I love her very much, and she's a wonderful person. I said, I wasn't referring to anybody. I said, I was just merely stating a fact. But now that you brought her into it, let's talk about her. Because she said something about, like, Facebook is not the place to start shit. And I said, let's talk about, now that you brought her into it, your precious little mother-in-law is the one that's really good at starting shit, you know. So then I got really mad, and I just unloaded it all. And I finally felt better because at least my say on what I felt they did to me and Peppy was said, because I know her little daughter-in-law was going to go running back to her. And she was nasty to me. She said that I was effed up, that I was sick, and that they were trying to protect me. And I said, you know something, little girl? I said, first of all, if you all knew the truth, I said, you would change your tune quicker than you could bat an eye. I said, but I'll never... ever share that information with you, because none of you deserve it. That's number one. I said, number two, no one has the right to tell anybody who they can or cannot love. Number three, I said, while their intentions may have been good, I said, they should have come to me and not my family. I said, what they did was disrespectful to my parents that they haven't even apologized. So I just got, like, so pissed off. And I guess, oh, and then she said that he stole from the family for years. That I saw red.
Well, that's why I can see all the money cards, because there's card where people who are not playing fair about money and lying about money. So,
but meanwhile, we know it was his brother who stole all those years.
And of course, he's not here to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also asking you not to have contact with him.
Yeah, well, I'm done. Once I felt, I
okay,
said
thank
my,
you.
I said to
he
one of my friends, once
no
I got it out of my
him.
System, I actually had my say that I think what they did was disgusting and disrespectful and disgraceful, and none of them are sorry for what they did and the outcome that it had on my family. Okay.
Well, you know they're unfixable. They're narcissists who judge others, not
exactly.
So they're never going to be sorry.
But
so, you know,
in my world, in my world, the way I feel is there's no forgiveness without an apology, without any remorse. And I'm not God. I don't have to forgive you. And it's funny. I was been reading your book, okay, and I read the last chapter. I kind of been going through it, not in order,
good,
but skipping around.
The Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships book.
No.
Or
Grant
or
Me
grant
a Higher
Love.
Love. And when I was playing nursemaid to my mom last week, I was sitting there and I was reading the last chapter, and I'll never be able to wrap myself around that forgiveness. I'm honest, because I can't forgive them for what they did, because they have no remorse that they almost destroyed my family and the hell that they put me and Peppy through. I can't forgive somebody who's not sorry.
In Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, there's the whole chapter, and forgiveness means people have to recognize they've done something wrong. They have
exactly.
to make amends to us. Sometimes they have to go to therapy. They don't do it again. We
right.
can forgive people, but not actions.
Right, and that's the thing. I cannot forgive their actions. I can't even forgive them because they won't take responsibility for their actions.
But they're actually unfixables who are not accountable for their
mm-hmm.
behaviors. So,
and
you know,
that's why they're cut out of my life.
You never. That's right. And that's what Good People talks about. You just got to cut these people out of your life because they're not going to change. You're not
no.
going to fix them. You delivered your messages, which we have to do.
And that's what I feel. That's my, you know, one of my friends always said, Christine, you have to have the last word. It's not the last word. When you hurt me that deeply, you need to hear from me that you did it, that it's unacceptable, that I won't allow it again. And if you value me being in your life, you need to apologize and make it right. Otherwise, we go no further.
But again, these people are not capable. You wouldn't even want them in your life. They're not
no,
capable.
No, I know that. But
apologies.
My point is, by me not getting it out of my system, it would eat me alive.
Right. Okay. And you got out of your system.
So now I don't give a shit anymore.
He's laughing about them saying he stole the money, because that's like what he showed me. My phone deck's a little rigged. It has doubles of cards. Two in a row he showed me of people surrounded by money but don't play fair. I mean, that's those people. They're surrounded by money and they steal and they're never going to tell you the truth. You know, he's sorry that you had to go through that because he almost doesn't want you to even deal with them anymore.
I don't want to anyway.
Stay away from them. But, you know, this is when he doesn't miss life. That's what he said to me. We don't miss life because when you're on the good side, you only see people you want to see. You don't have to deal with this. I mean, you're dealing with a lot of nonsense with these people.
You can tell him one thing for me. I'm angry at him. Angry at him for being kind to his mother.
Well, he was a very old school person who believes he had to honor his mother no matter what.
Yeah, well.
Of course, that's not true. We don't have to honor parents who hurt us. Who are not good.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what you liked about him was that he was good to, he was so good.
I know.
And sometimes, you know, and those.
Too good is no good,
taken,
though. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know, of course, we know that. But mm-hmm. that's why he died younger than he should have, because being good and nice to people who have continually hurt us since the day we were born is not a good recipe for longevity, okay?
Yeah, no, I know. I definitely know.
You know what I'm talking about? So he just could never. You know, it's his mom, and he always tried to honor her, although she really did not deserve his honoring. He's processing some of that now on the other side, by the way.
Good.
But he could have, would have, should have done better with her, and how he could have called her on her behaviors, and in some ways he helped create that monster that was her.
Yeah.
So he hears what you're saying. He hears what you're saying, but, you know him, and I've come to know him over these 10 months talking on the other side. on this side of the grave, he probably could not have cut her out, although he should have.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's just hard for certain people to cut people out even if they deserve it.
Tell him if he raises her up any level higher, I'll come and hunt him down myself.
No,
and tell him I'm not laughing.
He's karmically free of her, too. He's not going to meet her and greet her on the other side. She caused him too much pain.
Good.
So,
that makes
you know,
feel better.
He's in agreement with what you're saying, 1,000%.
All
right. It's hard for him to admit it, but she's just a very selfish and greedy person.
Yeah.
And a narcissist and manipulator.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But now, my call to you is like I'm reaching here because I don't want to feed you too much because you know a lot about the background and there's things that you've said to me.
Okay,
about,
but some of it he doesn't really want said publicly.
No,
so.
And I'm not going to say some of the things about us, but this is something that he said to you about me, and like I'm trying to see if this is what he's sending these messages for now. So that's why I'm like trying to reach through. You
well,
to him.
He's basically telling you that he's always sending you signs of love, always sending you. Mostly what he just tells you is he's around. He doesn't seem to have a specific message other than he had a lot to say about you cutting his family out. But in terms of anything else, he seems to be mostly concerned about the anger level with his family and you not being part of that. That seemed to be mainly why he was around you right now. You know, you're probably, if you're getting clear messages from him yourself, he thinks you do get the messages from him. But,
I know that he's here. And ask him. I mean, I don't know if I told you or not. I literally was talking to my friend Rita, and she had been in the drum corps with the two of us. And all of a sudden, I felt like I was paralyzed, except my hands. I was texting her. And it was like he was hugging me. It was like I was wrapped in a cocoon. Totally.
Yeah, he was. He was
hugging me.
Yes, he was. And he does come with his energy body close to and near you. And you're getting, you know when he's there. He says you do know when he's there and you know what he's doing. You're getting very good at being telepathic with him.
Good.
And getting
smiling.
The messages very clear. Probably it's funny because you're getting so clear telepathically with him. He doesn't want you to need an intermediary like me. He says, I want her to be able to just hear me herself. I go, she's getting there.
Well, I want to be able to hear him, and I want to know what he's trying to tell me.
Well, he doesn't have anything specific right now other than
all right, well, the reason
money.
I asked is a very specific reason I asked. I remember that when he first passed away, you didn't want to bring it up, but he said to you that at some point, she wasn't ready for it now, but maybe in about a year, that he was going to handpick and send somebody to me.
Right,
to
and that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying here, too, today.
Yeah. Oh, he said that
saying,
today?
Yeah, I just said it, too. He wants to bring you somebody else. And,
okay. Is that
but
what
he doesn't think
to?
You're ready for it. He doesn't think you're ready for it yet.
I don't think so either, but is that what he's up to right now?
He's trying, yes. He's trying.
Is that why a certain somebody just popped back into my life?
Yes, yes. And he's just saying, enjoy it, see it. Because remember, you know, one of the first things he said coming through tonight was that he wants you to be with someone else, a soulmate, another soulmate. He doesn't want you alone. So, you know, enjoy it, see it, and let us know what happens because he's around. He's around.
See, I knew it. Because I actually had a relationship about 6 years ago with a gentleman. And we got along very, very well. He was separated at the time and was headed for divorce, but they decided to work it out. So I bowed out gracefully. I felt bad, but, you know, what was I going to do? I'm not a homewrecker, that's damn sure. But, you know, I did think about him for quite a while. Once I said, no, okay, you're going back, then that's it. Well, he contacted me about a month ago, and it turns out the wife asked for the divorce. He thanked me for backing out because I gave them 2 more good years, but then, of course, there was 4 more bad years. She asked for the divorce on New Year's Eve. He moved out in May, and now they're, you know, settling all the paperwork up. And of course, he had one date, but then he found me on Facebook. And I remember, always remember one thing about this particular gentleman saying that he wanted to have somebody to grow old with and just enjoy each other. So he asked me on a date. So I decided to go. And then I decided to go on a second. Now, while I do enjoy his company, I am definitely in no rush for any intimacy, and I made that perfectly clear, because I'm just not in that place right now. But I just had a funny feeling because, like, Pepe started showing up, and I'm going...
Right. He wants to go, you to go forward with it, okay? He wants you to go forward, and you have a lot of love to give, and he would like you to be able to give it and have someone who could give love back. So he's telling you, don't let fear get in the way. See what's there. Take it one day at a time. One day at a time. Don't project into the millennium what this is going to be, but enjoy it.
Well, I did enjoy the two dates. Very nice. Always been a perfect gentleman. You know, hold the car door open, take me nice places, blah, 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 blah. And always very respectful. And the funny thing is, we do joke around, like Pepe and I. Like, he calls me granny panties. I'm like, don't you ever call me granny panties. I'll be the day I ever wear a pair of granny panties, even on my deathbed. And so I call him Gramps because he's older than me. So meanwhile, Pepe and I used to joke like that too. So when he came back, I'm going, something tells me Pepe's up to this shit.
He is. He wants you to enjoy it. And anyway, we have to try to take another caller. Or Blog Talk is going to cut you off because we can only keep people. But yes, he wants you to enjoy your enjoy it.
We'll see.
Take it one day at a time, please.
Okay. Thanks, Sin. Love you.
Okay. Let us know what happens.
I will. And good luck to Nicole.
Bye.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. Now, isn't it funny how she missed when I was telling her that he said he wants to bring her somebody? I was like,
yep.
this guy wants to bring her somebody for sure. No doubt. Okay. We have a couple of people here. Who's Jeannie? Can you tell me about who this
is? Alrighty then. Well, Jeannie has gone through like a few changes in the past few years. And basically she just wants to know overall and generally what is ahead of her. So maybe you can pull some cards and you can see what is in store for Jeannie.
Okay, that's a good question.
Hello, Jeannie, you are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Okay, so Jeannie, you had a lot of changes. Are you ready for some good other changes now, some good changes?
Oh, absolutely.
Because your cards are still filled with change, but this is very positive and good changes. It looks like you actually went through a pretty hard time. And have you gotten through the worst of it now, do you feel like?
I certainly hope so.
No, because it looks like it here. And now, on the love horizon, are you ready for that now?
Absolutely.
Because what's showing up is this is supposed to be a year. And when's your birthday? Just the month and the day?
April 21st.
Okay, that's what I thought. So you're supposed to be finding love now. Are you doing anything to find it at this point?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how are you feeling? Hopeful?
Not really.
That's what I thought. But the love is going to be coming. I know it's hard. You don't have much illusions about people now, so that's good and bad, because it's good because you won't be hurt because you'll see it coming, but it's bad because you don't have illusions for very long. You meet somebody and you can pretty much tell quickly this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to be granted a soulmate. He's responsible. He's loving. He's hardworking. Okay, that's circling right near you. So keep that in mind that you're supposed to be finding him sooner than later.
Okay.
That looks great. Career-wise, there could be some changes in that too. Are you happy with what you're doing? Because it looks like there's some changes that are going to take place.
No, not lately. I haven't been.
Are you kind of entertaining the idea of maybe finding another job?
Yes.
Good, because there's another job showing here. And,
okay.
You know, the universe knows you need, look, you've had a lot of changes in your life, and now you need some good changes. So oftentimes when we need another job and we need a love, those two things are kind of linked together, because
mm-hmm.
getting a new job introduces us to new people who could introduce us to this person, or we could meet him there. But I would advise you to start looking for another job sooner than later. As,
okay.
You know, you're not happy now. I don't see it getting better. I see you may be able to tolerate it, but not necessarily getting better.
Okay.
So put out your resumes, because another career, and it looks like you should be able to find that pretty soon, a better job, and the love is there. You actually have a lot of good changes here, but there are a lot of changes.
Okay.
You know, most people don't like change. It's kind of like the devil they know. But if you stay at this job, you're just not going to be happy. If you don't keep trying to let love in, are you doing anything to find anybody at all?
Yes, I am. I am. There's been somebody in my life for the past couple of years, so I just kind of like wanted to know if you see any kind of a future with us, or, you know, what do you see with this man?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because there's a whole nother love showing here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's up to you to try. You know, do you want to have a future with this man? Would you like to be with him?
Oh, I would love to be, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Well, it looks to me like he's, the universe is getting mad at him because they don't even acknowledge him fully in your life anymore. Like, if he doesn't start moving it forward,
mm-hmm.
you know, you'll be granted another soulmate will be coming. So,
okay.
You know, there seems to be some obstacle as to why you can't be together with him. And
okay.
I'm not sure if he's ready to move it all forward. I can see that he loves you, the man you've been with. But
in what manner?
Well, he loves you. I mean, he enjoys your company. He enjoys being with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel a soulmate connection with him? Like a heart, soul, mind, body, knock your socks off thing with him? Do you feel it?
For me, yes, I do.
Because it looks to me like he blocks some of those feelings.
Okay.
It's not that he doesn't feel them. He blocks them.
Okay.
But this other person who's coming looks much more ready to step up to the plate.
When do you see
there.
This person coming into my life?
Well, it's almost like you have to figure out, you know, you have to cut out some things out of your life. I mean, if this man's going to be sort of staying this half there, half not there relationship, it kind of keeps you from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you told him what you want and that you want
yes.
it to be more?
Yes.
And what's his answer?
Well, he's not exactly on the same page with me with that.
He's got commitment issues is mainly what I see here.
Yeah.
Okay. He'd probably keep it like this forever. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? He'd just keep it like this forever. I mean, just the way it is.
Right.
And you guys were soulmates, but it's no longer soulmate, because soulmate love demands commitment to that love and
mm-hmm.
commitment to the healing that soulmate brings up. And he's just afraid. Mainly what I see is afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Are you exclusive with each other? Do you talk about being exclusive? Are you exclusive?
No, we've never really been exclusive.
That's the universe is tired of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been going on long enough. Relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. How long have you been with him now, on and off?
About three and a half years.
That's when God says, starts saying fix it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get to the 5-year mark, you know, it looks like you'll be moved forward already with someone else. If he can't
mm-hmm.
stay. He'll be very sad when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be very sad.
Right.
But you deserve more, don't you think, at this point?
Oh, yeah, I do. I do, but, you know,
and I'm not saying
one.
He doesn't love you. We've been through this all the time on the show where, you know, the men love a woman or the woman loves a man, but they just don't want to commit because they're scared or afraid of getting
mm-hmm.
hurt or afraid. But it's not fair to you at this
right.
point.
Right.
And since you're not exclusive, it allows you, because I can see you do keep your eyes open for someone
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
I'm just very picky.
I wouldn't even say you're picky. I would say it's because you know better now. Like, you know what's not going to work or what's going to work.
Right,
and,
right.
If this were to go for another year and a half the way you've been going with him, it's going to end up getting toxic because you're going to start getting mad. Do you realize you're starting to get mad over this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have been, yes.
And I'm not saying you're wrong here, but, you know, if he does, sometimes love can be fixed 2 feet in a relationship or 2 feet out. This man is not letting you put 2 feet in. You kind of have 1 foot in, 1 foot out, the two of you.
Right.
So if he's not going to let you put 2 feet in, then almost taking 2 feet out and saying, I can't do this anymore. Maybe he needs to lose you to
right.
see how
right.
much he needs. And
well,
if during that time when you have your 2 feet out, someone else might walk in the door anyway. Have you told him maybe that you're tired
yes.
of this now?
Yes, actually, I wrote him a letter and put it in his mailbox the other day, and I asked him, you know, to read it more than once before he considers it drama, and to please let me know his feelings on it. And I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay, because he's doing the ghosting thing. He doesn't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what I would advise you now is to have no contact with him. I would not contact him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you gave him, you know, you told him how you felt. You're trying to move it forward, which is karmically correct. It's wrong to just leave things in limbo forever. It makes you crazy, the mixed messages. And he doesn't know how to respond or what to say. But taking 2 feet out, and when he contacts you, which he will, I can see he will, just ask him, what's your intention? I need that answered. Just because you don't answer me for 2 weeks doesn't mean you don't have to answer what I asked you. Do you know what I mean? So be firm on it. Because you are at the 3.5-year mark. That's when you're getting a lot of guidance from the other side. Fix it or leave it. So you put your feelings down, and that's karmically correct. How he's responding is wrong. I mean, at the very least, he could have said, I don't even know how to respond to this. Give me a day or two. But, you know, you got to say something.
Right, right.
But this is the moment he's been dreading. The, like, shit or get off the pot moment. So just, you're not responsible for the ending of this relationship. You, what you're doing is trying to make it committed. And if he can't do that, I see another soulmate circling very close nearby to you here. So he will lose out. He will not be granted another soulmate. He is responsible for the ending of this, not you.
Okay.
But he will contact you again, and then you're going to have to ask, what's your intention in contacting me? You're kind of old-fashioned, so this sort of not committed 3.5 years, that must not be sitting well with you at this point.
No, no.
You're a good catch. Do you realize that? You're a good catch.
I know.
So why the hell is he leaving you out on the open market for 3.5 years? Because he doesn't know whether he fears losing you or loving you more. Okay, so if you found somebody else, he could say, see, it wasn't all that much.
Right.
But he's only going to make it a self-fulfilling prophecy. But he will respond to you. He may contact you in a few days and act like he didn't get the letter or doesn't even answer it.
Right.
I would bring it up. Okay, if that's the elephant in the room he doesn't want you to talk about, talk about
it. There's another
person. He's pretty good at denial. Isn't he good at denying? Like that?
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Okay. And who is this other person? Because there's another person circling right here.
Well, it's somebody that I've known also for about three and a half years. We're kind of like, I guess, like texting pen pals. We haven't talked that much. We did plan on seeing each other. He was supposed to come. He's from out of state. He was supposed to come and visit me. But, you know, being the summer out on Long Island at hotels and outrageous prices. So he's a very nice man. And he's somebody that we both agree that if we lived closer, we would probably have a really great relationship. But what
how did you meet him?
Going?
Did you meet him online?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because people that get involved with us long distance online always have commitment issues. Like, why would you bother connecting with somebody long distance? He's another one with commitment issues. And I'm sorry, you know, 3.5 years, he should have gotten his ass here. Okay.
Yeah.
This is another one, you know, did you sign up to have text buddies, pen pals?
No.
And this is ridiculous.
No.
And I see with him very big commitment issues.
Mm-hmm.
He probably would not have gotten involved with you. You know how he said we could have a great relationship if we live close by? He wouldn't have even gotten involved with you if we were close by.
Yeah.
Online, you have to be careful because the ones that want to get involved with long distance have commitment issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, you know, this guy is not going to move it forward either. So do you want more of this kind of, I don't know what we are?
Mm-hmm. No, no, I don't want
that. I mean, it's almost like closing the door. You know, the universe would like to bring you another soulmate, but sometimes they ask women to close the door on these guys.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we'll bring you somebody else. I know it's hard because nobody wants to be alone.
Yeah.
But
do you see me getting married or any marriage at
yes,
any time?
Yes, there's definitely a marriage in the cards here.
Okay,
okay. There's definitely a marriage. Remember, the man that's coming is more old-fashioned. Like, he doesn't think there's 1,000 Tinderellas waiting for him.
Okay.
You know, he's going to want to commit to you. What you've done is sort of, look, we didn't come this far in liberation to have men call all the shots. The men in your life are calling all the shots. How close you can get when you can see them. That's going to be sitting well with any of us, but the men are all doing it, especially
mm-hmm.
online.
Right.
And maybe you need to, like, let the men know, look, I can't do this. I don't want to be a booty call. I need a text buddy. I
mm-hmm.
need a friend with benefits, okay? I need a committed relationship. And if that's not what you can do, and in the future when you start with men, I would advise you to start with after 2 dates if they want to see you again. Give them a line. I don't want drama. I don't want disease. I don't sleep with people or sleeping with other people. I don't date people or dating other people. So if you want to date me, you got to see what's here for a while. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
you have to marry me, but how could trust and love grow without commitment?
Right.
If it starts out with not commitment, it's very hard nowadays to bring it toward commitment.
Yeah.
So it's almost like both of those relationships were not start with the right 2 feet in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
this is true.
Don't be afraid to ask what you want and say what you need.
So you don't see me meeting this other person online. You see me meeting him through somebody or?
Well, I wouldn't say get off online, but online men do not want to commit as a rule. So
mm-hmm.
put that in your head. And
okay.
if you meet somebody online, you got to put the cards on the table what you want. I mean,
mm-hmm.
this whole thing where they don't want to commit. It looks almost like you'll meet him going about your life more, maybe even through this new job.
Okay.
So, you know, don't be afraid to change your life a little bit.
Right.
Because you're not,
right.
you kind of got a half life right now. You're kind of settling all across the board.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
When you were younger, you had a lot more courage. You want to get some of that courage back.
Right. Right.
To make change. But I do see good changes career-wise and love-wise. I see these two men will be in your life for the rest of your life if you let them, just the way it is, though. You know?
Yeah.
they're never going to say goodbye. Okay.
Well, the man that I was
trying to contact you a year later. Oh, I miss you.
Well, the man that I was just telling you about, he's helped me so much over the past couple of years. He's saved me a lot of money by helping me out in my house and with my car. And he's just he's a very generous man, and he's made me very happy. It's just the commitment issue. He's there for me all the time. I feel like I can literally trust this man with my life.
Yeah, you could, but why won't he move it forward?
Yeah.
Okay,
commitment issue, yeah.
I mean, he's just afraid, you know, in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if it's not, you don't be afraid to tell him what you really need and want.
Yeah, he knows.
You know,
he knows.
Well, he's just dodging that bullet, you know.
Yeah.
He just,
yeah.
Well,
I
she
know.
Brings it up and then she forgets about it for a few months, you know.
Yeah, that happens sometimes too. My father has. Do you see any words of wisdom from my dad, or you know, sometimes
first
I feel
of all,
him around.
He's the man who's been standing here, your dad, in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who told me you had a lot of courage when you were little. Where's your courage?
Mm-hmm.
And your fear of loving someone who could die on you got pretty strong after your father's death. He's a very nice man, your dad. Was he nice on earth? Because he's a very nice man.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and he doesn't really understand how this man that you've been with for 3.5 years hasn't stepped forward to, you know, to play. He said, like you said, he's a good man in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But soulmate love comes from God and someone who died. Your father would rest a lot more in peace if you had a good man beside you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not so much liking the men you've chosen in your life. But, so he says, can you turn this one over to me? Cause I think I could choose better for you.
Mm-hmm.
The man will have a lot of traits that your father had. Hardworking, a man of his word. Do you remember your dad was a man of his word?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. And he misses his family a lot. I know you all must miss him. This is a very nice man. Mm-hmm. And he just thinks that you've just let, you just hope that this man would step up to the plate,
mm-hmm.
but your father's not believing that he's going to, unless you kind of take 2 feet out. He
right.
has to fear losing you. You haven't given him that
right.
that chance.
Right.
I mean, when your dad met your mother, you think he thought there were 400 better women for him?
I don't think so.
No,
I'm
your dad loved your
yeah.
mother. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I loved her. He goes, I loved
yeah.
her from when I first time I saw her. I wanted to commit to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't understand these men, by the
right.
way. He doesn't
right.
understand them. I have to tell you, he doesn't understand them. He's such a nice man, your dad, by the way. He's Italian, your father?
Yes.
Because
oh,
he
yeah.
just gave me a one-eyed wink. I'm only half Italian. I don't get the two-eyed wink.
Uh-huh.
But... he would like you to have a nice, old-fashioned kind of man, please.
Okay. Tell him to point me in that direction, and I'll go grab this guy.
He said, I promise I will. I promise okay. I will. And do you talk to your dad a lot? He likes you to talk to him.
Yeah.
And he's a very – he thanked me, like, 3 times for talking to him. He's
mm-hmm.
very nice man.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is.
Do you know who Joseph is? Joe is Joseph. Who is Joseph?
Joseph is his brother.
Right. Do you remember his brother?
My Uncle Joe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Vaguely, I do.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Very funny man.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Just know that your dad is resting in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But he would rest more in peace if you had a good man.
Right.
I'm glad
wait a minute. Wait a second. I just met somebody named Joe.
Okay, because your Uncle Joe is talking to, but how is this Joe guy? How is he?
I haven't met. Well, my uncle. Are you talking about
no.
him or this other person?
No, your uncle. Yeah, this other person named Joe.
I haven't met him yet. I just kind of spoke to him once or twice online. I haven't actually even spoken to him yet. But his name is Joe.
All right, so your dad said follow through with Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He's not saying he's the one, but he keeps saying you gotta figure it out faster, sooner than later with these men. You know, find
okay.
out what they want. If a person doesn't want to meet you sooner than later, you're wasting your time. Do you realize
okay.
that? You're wasting your time.
Yes, yes.
I mean, men are real professional online people, and I will tell you, I'll talk about the story that man on Tinder that killed like several women recently.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
All the women, the men are getting so slick, saying you're my soulmate, all these buzzwords. All these women thought they found the one because
mm-hmm.
these men are very convincing. They're getting like to be, and I'm not saying these guys are murderers on there, of course, but they're getting really good at making women think
uh-huh.
that they're soulmates and all of that. So don't
right.
waste your time. If people don't
mm-hmm.
want to see you, meet with you. Move
right.
it forward. And if they do seem too good to be true, they probably are too good to be
right.
true.
So does my father tell me to be wary of this guy, Joe? Or should I just, like, go for the gusto? You know, what is he
You said he's just trying to say you met a guy, Joe, find out what's there. If it's not the right one, move on. But he keeps
okay.
telling you, don't do this, like, talking for a long time, back and
uh-huh.
forth, all the nonsense.
Gotcha.
Cause
mm-hmm.
those are commitment phobics. If there's a connection, she want to meet me sooner than later. She'd
mm-hmm.
be able to give me your full name and all of that.
Right.
So
right.
he's just saying don't waste time. Meet
okay.
meet them sooner than later.
Okay.
Do us a favor and call in again soon and let us know what
I
happens. Because you have a lot of interesting things on the horizon. So I expect a lot of changes fast here.
Okay. Okay, definitely.
But call in again and let us know what happens.
Okay, I certainly will.
Well, good luck to you. I'm going to try to take one more caller tonight. We have Jeanette all queued up.
Okay, okay, thank
good
you.
Good luck to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, Nicole, what's going on with Jeanette in Long Island?
Okay, Cindy, well, she is actually a first-time caller, so we've got
okay.
somebody new here. And she's had a lot of changes in the past 5 months, and she wants to know what kind of direction her life is going to be taking, especially now that she's getting older. So here we go with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, good evening. This is
Hi, Jeanette. Getting older as in what age category?
55.
Okay, that's a good category. Okay, because funny, what was channeled to me is women can expect some of the best love affairs in when they're actually 55 and over, and a lot of good changes. There's good changes here for you. And what's going on in your love life now?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
5 months ago tomorrow, I had a breakup. I left my job. I had a total upheaval of my life.
Okay. And so have you been mourning for the ending of that relationship?
Yes.
Okay, because you realize it felt like a death. Okay,
and that's
it
exactly
horrible.
That's exactly what I equated it to when I left. It felt like a death.
Because I could see you guys had a soulmate connection, that whole heart, soul, mind, body thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what was the reason for the breakup?
I guess it was that we had different life goals, and I'm the one that left, and I may have done it prematurely. But as I looked forward into the future, I couldn't really see a future, even though I loved him very much and cared a lot about him.
Okay. Did you listen to our caller before you?
Yes.
Okay, because it seems like a lot of the same stuff. Like, where is this going? I mean, there's a point where it's got to go somewhere. And I still see him showing up in the cards. Has he tried to contact you?
No.
Because it looks like he might. And
I feel it coming.
Yeah, so it's pretty imminent here, okay? How long were you with him?
About 16 months. But he was somebody that I knew from my past.
Right. It's not unusual for soulmates to meet 10, 20, 30 years later. I mean, it's just they're brought back a lot of times. And, you know, he's, you know, not sure why you ended it fully. He's a little upset at you.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems to miss you and you miss him.
Yeah.
You know, love can be fixed 2 feet in a relationship or 2 feet out, as I think. You know, if you have this 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and you don't know where it's going, nothing's going to get changed. So it was good that you sort of took the 2 feet out and moved on. But he's still showing up here. Maybe there's some unfinished business that he wants to connect with you. But pray for a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing. And pray to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back. If it's that man, so be it. If it's another soulmate, bring it forward. You needed to feel more secure about where this was going.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to him and tell him what you were thinking and feeling?
No.
Okay, and you just broke up without the conversation, what you needed?
I felt very secluded because I was out of my element. I was living in another state. And I had something very odd to me happen where I felt very alone. My car broke down and we were arguing and I felt like I had nobody to go to. So I decided that I would just come back from Long Island, which is my home, where I had people, you know, and family.
Okay, I can understand that. It is a little bit scary. You know, now that you're back, are you feeling your home? Do you feel good about being here?
I do feel good about it. I was very happy to be home. I'm trying to reconstruct my life, and I'm running into so many obstacles with everything that I do. And that's how I felt when I was in the other state. I felt like no matter what I did, I was running into obstacles. I'm a smart woman. You know, I have goals, I have passions, and I'm just kind of floundering.
And what state was he in?
Florida.
Yeah, and that's a big move. It's a big distance, he's still going to try to contact you, but you know, when you didn't feel safe, okay? He didn't make you feel safe.
That's the funny thing, because I always said he made me feel safe, like in the beginning. You know?
But then when the car broke down, you didn't feel safe there.
No.
With that. Okay, now, if any of our male listeners or, you know, out there, a woman needs to feel safe. Okay, like if her car breaks down, she wants to know you're there for her. Or any person, like if you're in a relationship and you're the partner, you have to make them feel safe. And the fact that he didn't do that for you, I can understand why you would have felt like a need to go back home.
Well, it was also his history of his past breaks, you know, and that was always in the back of my head, you know. But that's you know, I'm here and he's there and I'm trying to move forward in my life. My heart is broken and it will mend. But so...
Yeah, there is another love showing here. Go about your life. Now you know something that you really need to make with a man. You really need to have someone who's responsible and will, you know, be there when you need him as you'll be there for him. And it will come. You do have to mourn for the ending of a soulmate relationship, though. They had to give a little time, 5 months. It's usually 5 to 6 months is what God gives that other soulmate to see, you know, the man in Florida, to see if he would have contacted you, called you, made amends, okay? He hasn't done that, and the universe is going to bring you forward. You know, he's kind of knowing it's at the 11th hour that he's going to have to contact you if this could ever be in the future. But I don't see him wanting to come up to Long Island, and I don't see that you really want to go back to Florida here.
No, no.
So the door is closed on it. You'll be granted another soulmate. Are you working now?
Yes.
No, or yeah, I didn't hear the answer.
Yes, I am. Yes. I'm not happy at my job, though.
Because I said, you're like our last caller. The cards are very similar. Time for, you know, you got this job now. Look for another one because it looks like another job is here on the horizon for you. You actually have very good cards. There's a lot of change here, too, in terms of love being brought to you and career. You don't have any bad cards. The only thing I'm seeing is that he may contact you, and that could throw you back a little bit because he might tell you everything you want to hear.
I won't believe it. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, the universe isn't going to bring another soulmate if they still think this one can come back and sabotage everything. So,
I'm very lonely. So am I going to meet somebody? Because I'm so lonely.
And are you doing anything to meet anybody?
Not really at the moment, no.
Okay, so God can't airdrop your lover into your bedroom, so you're going to have to figure out, maybe go out to make some new friends or go out with friends or, you know, tell people you're looking. Put this energy out there a little bit. It looks like it'll take a little bit to find this person, not forever, but you're supposed to be falling in love. When is your birth date, the month and the day?
1/21.
Okay, because it looks closer to your birthday year, which, you know, your new birthday year, which would be around 1/21. So, you know, where you should be pretty much have met someone or be in a relationship. So put it out there that you're ready. I do see another job for you here.
Good.
And that will help you too, because part of it is you're just not happy right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
not at work. But are you telling people you're looking for love? Are you putting it out there? That you're available?
You know, I really kind of felt that I wasn't ready because I wanted to, you know, go through the cycle of the mourning. But I'm ready. I'm going to be moving into my own apartment. And, you know, I had a plan, and that was find a job, find an apartment, and then start to date. So I kind of, I'm on the right path.
Yes, you are on the right path. Yes. I mean, just be a little patient. But I'm glad that you're saying you're lonely. I don't like when people get too comfortable alone, because then they're almost not. You know what I mean? I want to hear you're lonely. We're not supposed
right.
to go through life one on one. We're supposed to have mates. That's a good thing.
Right.
So I'm glad you're not jaded and you're ready to look for love, and you know certainly is here for you. I'm not seeing. You actually have very good cards. There's nothing really bad in your cards. It's just Yes, you're lonely. But, again, if you do want love, it's like when you want to look for a job. If you want a job, you have to go job hunting. You have to get out there. You know, it doesn't just come to you. So, you know, do us a favor and call in again and let us know how you're moving forward.
I will. I have another quick question. I lost three key family members very close to each other. Is anybody there with me right now?
Okay. Now, we're at the end of our show, and that's a big question. So they're going to cut us off in about a minute. So call in again, and we'll talk to your family members, only because I'm afraid I'm going to cut off. But you have a very nice, nurturing mother figure. Who is that to you?
Thank you.
Okay. So, you know, she's around here, but I'm just afraid they're going to cut us off, and I don't want to be cut off in the middle of that. So call in again, and we'll talk to your key family members. Okay. Good night. We're at the end of our show. Nicole, are you there? Because Blog Talk just blew me off.
Of course.
Blog Talk blew me off early,
so I logged back
well,
in.
Well, that's why I was telling you I can't get into that answer now, because I didn't want to get cut off in the middle of when you're talking to dead people, because that's horrible to someone. They want, you know, in the middle of a message.
No.
But I totally got blown off
Jeanette
on my screen.
Email? Where can Jeanette email?
She can email at Cindy Sansone Braff, which you can see the spelling of my name on there, at gmail.com. And she can email. Okay, because I don't have a screen in front of me anymore. It just blew off the screen. It didn't blow me off the phone, but blew off the screen.